Welcome to an occasional podcast from the Whale Song Foundation. John Hofmeister, President of Shell Oil, is speaking at the Washington University in St. Louis, USA, in September 2006. His topics are conservation of energy resources and global warming.
We believe at Shell that we have to change the hearts, the minds, the values, and the behaviors of Americans toward a culture of conservation, to use energy differently and to use energy more efficiently in the world of tomorrow. 8% of the world's population today in this country uses 25% of the world's energy supply every day. That is not a sustainable formula for lifestyle and use of energy into the future when we know for a fact that the other 92% of the world wants their fair share of energy. And if you travel today to China, travel to India, travel to other parts of the world, you see increased use of energy in ways and means that we are accustomed to in our lifestyle. And you realize that we can't deny Chinese, Indians, Africans, Malaysians, other people from different parts of the world from also wanting their opportunity to use energy in different ways. And so the unsustainability of the 8 to 25 formula will only be satisfied in the current lifestyle by higher cost. And at some point, cost is too great for the social requirements of our communities and our cities. And as a consequence, people get frozen out. They can't afford energy. They can't pay the bill. They can't fill up the tank because it's too expensive. So a culture of conservation to us deals with hearts, minds, behaviors, beliefs, and it leads to different ways of managing energy in terms of how we design our homes, how our cars are designed, how our factories, offices, and lifestyles are designed. I don't mean to be critical, but this morning, coming down the elevator in the Hilton next to the ballpark, waiting for colleagues, you look at the fireplace, there's a gas fire heating an air-conditioned lobby. It looks great. It feels great. A little chill in your back and a little warmth on your front. But is that an efficient use of energy in the world of tomorrow? The answer is obvious. A culture of conservation is much more, in our view, in Shell's view, than simply moving the thermostat 1 or 2 degrees, or driving slower, or driving less. It's much, much more than that. Those are, of course, available options to every one of us today. But it's not enough. We need different designs and different mindsets around the engineers and the technicians and the technologists that work on these things. And we need to move forwards as a society in a way that is different.
John Hofmeister was then asked about global greenhouse emissions.
For Shell, the debate's over on greenhouse gas emissions. We for two reasons. We believe the science is mature in terms of measuring greenhouse gas effects on the world as we live in it. And secondly, when most of the policymakers around the world have decided that greenhouse gas emissions are at a level that's not acceptable due to man-made issues, who are we to say they're wrong? They run our governments, they run our countries, and we're a citizen. So we follow what our policymakers tell us to do. And so we think the debate's over. Let's instead get on with the solutions.